providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time to wrap up KER Politics. This is the second half of our show vis-a-vis the political issue. The hot topic right now, of course, is the coronavirus, but you know that is very, very closely related, obviously, to the situation with China. On the program last week, we had Joshua Philip, who is the chief investigative reporter for the Epoch Times and a close friend of all of ours here. The Epoch Times, because of their investigative reporting, have pretty much concluded beyond a shadow of a doubt that the action of the COVID-19 spreading from out of China into the rest of the world is pretty much a proven fact. And aside from those very unfortunate people who have COVID-19 and perhaps perish in the end, that's a very, very terrible thing. But it does look like the World Health Organization screwed up pretty good in this case. David Rubin, who is a regular guest on our program, he is also, as you know, the former mayor of Shiloh in the West Bank of Israel, a really good guy. David is pretty much our go-to individual whenever we discuss issues on the Middle East. But his publicist contacted me earlier this week and said David has a tremendous amount of expertise in the Chinese COVID-19 situation. Why don't you talk with him about that? What a great idea. Mayor Rubin, what is your opinion of what's going on there?
Well, I think that the answer can be summed up in three letters, CCP. The Chinese Communist Party,
yeah,
which has very clearly over a long period of time, over a number of years, been cultivating an image as a government that encourages competition, that encourages a free economy, while at the same time brutally cracking down on its people. But I think that the reality is much more nefarious than that, and frankly quite ominous, having seen what we've seen over the past couple of months.
You know, it's interesting. I, as listeners are aware, I was a member of the board of directors of a publicly traded bank that was actually closely held, even though we traded on NASDAQ. But it was closely held by a group of Chinese individuals. I would have to say, the privilege of working with them for about 20-21 years. And the reason I call it a privilege is because the Chinese mentality is very, very different from the Western mentality. A lot of people think that it is, in a sense, an uncaring, etc., etc., and I would say that's probably not true. It's true in the sense that regarding individuals, it perhaps could be characterized as being non-caring. But regarding the forward motion of their organizations, they care very much about that. And I think perhaps from what I know about this COVID-19, which we've been following it since December of last year, 2019, I think it was a mistake on their part, and I don't think it was a calculated mistake. But I also personally feel that the folks who were in the camp of it being a bioweapon on the part of the Chinese, I think they're probably wrong about that. But as you guys are aware out there, I'm very open-minded, so I always get opinions from other people, but I need reasons for those opinions. Do you think that this outbreak that was pretty much caused by mainland China in Wuhan, do you think that was a calculated event, David?
Oh, I think it was I do think that it was a calculated event. The question is what their calculation was. Was their calculation to advance in their biological capabilities, or was it a calculated, intentional attempt to create biochemical weapons that, and it just went. It just went haywire. I know that the American intelligence at this time is is saying that that there was something that happened in a lab, that they're not even mentioning the word weapons, but I think we have to make a distinction between the people of China and the Chinese Communist Party, which has ruled by force for many years. There are a lot of very good things in China, a lot of wonderful people, and there are a lot of beautiful things in the Chinese culture. But as the government and the media in Taiwan have pointed out very clearly, there's something very fishy going on there, very suspicious, and I think that the fish is not fish that is sold in the wet market in Wuhan. Frankly, I don't think it began in the wet market in Wuhan. I think it began in a laboratory. And as you know, that virtually everything in China, despite their pretense to having a free economy, everything in China is basically controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, and certainly things that are as serious as this. So I think I heard you mentioned earlier about Joshua Phillips and his documentary, which was put out on the Epoch Times. I think that there are very, very serious questions at a minimum that need to be investigated, and they need to be asked by the mainstream media and by the governments of the free world. You know, we in Israel have had a growing relationship with China, a trade relationship,
right?
Recent years, and there was some controversy about it a few months ago, and the Israeli government was considering stopping all trade that has to do with our national infrastructure, because the Chinese were trying to gain access to our national infrastructure through trade, and all with a friendly face and all with a positive spin. But I think this is something that we have to be very, very concerned about, because I believe that the Chinese Communist Party, as most communist parties in the past, are seeking world domination, and obviously through economic means, but I think that there may be much more to it than that.
David, I think that's a very, very astute statement. I agree 100% on that one, and I'd like to pursue that. I'm going to take a commercial break here in about a minute and a half, and after that, when we're back for the final segment, I want to pursue that. And the reason I want to do that is it logically is a very, very sound argument. The Chinese could not win a conventional military war, or for that matter, an unconventional war involving nuclear weapons against the rest of the world. That would be very, very difficult. And in my opinion, being a bit of a student of history, it'd be probably impossible. But I will say this, the Chinese Communist Party has so much control of the United States that it is absolutely staggering. Look where all of our prescription drugs come from. I don't want to say all. Let me be perfectly accurate. Let me say better than 90% of our prescription drugs we are dependent on mainland China. I think that your government, quite frankly, was very, very wise when they didn't allow a situation like that to occur even closely vis-a-vis the trade between Israel and China, because the most effective way to take over a country is to do it internally. And that, I think, is exactly what's happening right now between the U.S. and China. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Going to have a quick commercial. I'll be right back with Mayor David Rubin.